Zondervan presents Church, Why Bother? By Philip Yancey. Read by Maurice England. Forward by Eugene H. Peterson. A favorite story in our home, as our children were growing up, was of John Muir at the top of the Douglas fir in the storm. Whenever we were assaulted by thunder and lightning, rain sluicing out of the sky, and the five of us, parents and three children, huddled together on the porch, enjoying the dangerous fireworks from our safe ringside seat, one of the kids would say, "Tell us the John Muir story, Daddy." And I'd tell it again. In the last half of the 19th century, John Muir was our most intrepid and worshipful explorer of the western extremities of our North American continent. For decades, he tramped up and down through our God-created wonders, from the California Sierras to the Alaskan glaciers, observing, reporting, praising, and experiencing, entering into whatever he found with childlike delight and mature reverence. At one period during this time, the year was 1874, Muir visited a friend who had a cabin, snug in a valley of one of the tributaries of the Yuba River in the Sierra Mountains, a place from which to venture into the wilderness and then return for a comforting cup of tea. One December day, a storm moved in from the Pacific, a fierce storm that bent the junipers and pines, the madronas and fir trees as if they were so many blades of grass. It was for just such times this cabin had been built, cozy protection from the harsh elements. We easily imagine Muir and his host safe.